I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have Sonia from Centennial Theatre in the booth. So welcome, Sonia.
Good afternoon.
What performance are we talking about today?
This week we have as a guest the musician from Haiti. His name is Wesley. Wesley Louis Sainz is his name, and his band is called the Wesley Band, and he'll be with us this Wednesday, October 7th at 8 p.m.
Okay, that sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm. He is a gentleman whose latest album, well, he actually released two in February, Haiti Étoile and Immigrant. Immigrant in G-R-A-N-D, as in grand, like tall.
Right.
And he's nominated for an award, La Disque, a Felix, which is a little bit of the Quebec version of the Grammys, if you like.
Oh, nice.
And so he was nominated for Best Album of the Year, not in the World Music Series, but actually in Best Album category.
Wow.
You know, for the whole Quebec industry. That's really, really quite the feat for him.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So he'll be here on Wednesday with his band, promoting music from his two albums. And Haiti Étoile, I just found out, is also the name of his music school. As I said, he's from Haiti. He's been in Quebec since 2001. And he often goes back home to help out because he's been very fortunate to be able to come here. He always says he has two hearts, one in Quebec and one at home in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince. And he opened a school there where kids can learn music. I mean, when he was a kid, him and his brothers and sisters learned music the best way they could. But he's established a music school there so that children have a place to learn and develop and evolve as musicians. And recently he was here on a media tour and we talked about how he built his first guitar out of an oil drum.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, he is very, very resourceful. He wanted so badly to be like his father. His father is also a musician.
Okay.
And he was a troubadour in Haiti. And his guitar was hung up on the wall. And the kids didn't really have access to it. And Wesley would always ask his father, "Daddy, Daddy, can I touch your guitar?" And he said, "Well, no, this is not your guitar. It's my guitar. And it's also the guitar that provides food for this household. When I go out and play music, I need that my guitar to be in the best condition possible. So this is my gagne-pain, you know, the what puts bread on our table."
Mm-hmm.
And so he's very, very humble. He's very, very kind. He's very open. He's a great smiling person. I remember him telling us that he's going to be quite the event. It's going to be a dance party, so he's inviting people to bring an extra t-shirt just in case they get too warm, because he promises to make you dance with his different rhythms. He sings in French, in English, in Spanish, in a local dialect called Chiac. So there's all kinds of very, very festive rhythms throughout this music.
That's interesting. So it's definitely going to be a hot performance then.
Definitely. We're waiting for you on Wednesday, October 7th at 8 p.m. And if we can, we'd like to invite you to come and enjoy Centennial Theatre during this lovely 2015-2016 season.
That's great. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go? Sounds like a great performance.
It does. Actually, this is the last call for people to subscribe to the series. By subscribing to a series of 5 concerts, all in the World Music Series, you get a substantial rebate instead of buying them one ticket at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So this Wednesday, October 7th, is the last call for the World Music Series. What's coming up soon is the music series with cellist Yegor Dyashkov and pianist Jean Saunier. And the next series to start will be the jazz series on October 23rd with Elizabeth Shepherd from Montreal.
Okay, sounds exciting. Thanks very much, Sonia.
Thank you.